the positives is that we will have the medical block and the new A&E open in 2012. That's an important advance for Letterkenny Hospital. But the bad news is the considerable cuts across our community service is budget about over 4 million, 26,000 hours in terms of home health. Certainly the community hospitals will be squeezed that bit more. In terms of Letterkenny Hospital, you know, they've got a gap of between 6.5 and 8 million. And at this point, without cuts to specialities, it's hard to see how they're going to meet that that demand.
In terms of that new unit, we were told previously it would be complete and ready by early summer, but the big question mark was over funding for staffing and equipment to actually ensure it can open and operate safely. Are you now saying that guarantee has been given?
Yes, they seem to be very confident that you know, that they're moving through. They're in the snagging list stage of the construction. They have to bring in equipment, and then it's a matter of negotiations with unions and staff. But they seem to be quite confident now that in the second half of 2012 that will be delivered. So that's a good news story. But unfortunately, in the round, it's bad news. And it's, you know, we're very concerned. All of the public representatives who are present are concerned around the issue of, you know, the specialities, the likes of cancer services, cardiology services, and orthopedics, and how we sustain them to the standard that we've got them to. So that's going to be the battle in the year ahead. But there's no doubt that the health services across Donegal are facing a real challenge after this meeting.